the 6th, it's about 8:40. In attendance, we have Representative Jenkins, Representative Sun, Representative Miller, Representative Wallace, myself, Representative Schultz. Some of the people are going to be taking off and going to a meeting here in a minute. We have some people, I don't know, we got some people to answer some questions. We got a couple people to testify. We're going to ask that they keep their testimony to about 2 minutes, something like that, because we want to get the bill before the committee. So I'll ask. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Earl Prager. I'm testifying on the CS House Joint Resolution number 75. As most of you know, I personally have been involved in trying to help make this a balanced resolution, which would equate to both the timber and the fishing industry's concerns. It was a little difficult since most of the other members of the fishing community were out trying to make a living this last few weeks with halibut and cod openings. So when I was finally able this last weekend to get a hold of most of the members, they had agreed that this final version before you had come a tremendously, had moved the distance and was very close to something that they at least could endorse, except for one section or clause on page 2, number 11, has to do with the 4.5 billion board feet. And so because of that, they could not fully endorse this resolution. And this is the members of the fishing industry who helped draft up the 706B report to Congress, the fishing views, fishermen's views. I would personally like to thank Representative Sun for the efforts he did in trying to move the coo industries to a resolution which would be acceptable to both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else?
Yes. Julie Kelly.
Representative Schultz, members of the committee, my name is Julie Kelly, and I'm representing SEAC. We would like to say also that the language has been improved. However, as Mr. Prager pointed out, the 4.5 billion board feet per decade figure is still in the resolution, and this has been a point of controversy, as you all know, since 1980. And we feel that this clause will continue to be a point of controversy and would recommend that it be removed and some language substituted that would make it more representative of what's going on in Southeast Alaska, which is that there are other communities and other people who do not agree with that supply level. And as you heard, Jack Lentfer, a biologist, has testified to that effect. And at any rate, so we will go on record in opposition to this bill as long as that figure remains in it. Thank you.
Representative Miller, go ahead.
Just a few questions. Do you figure that figure should be higher or lower?
Lower. In fact, SEAC maintains that a supply level should not be set in statute. The Tongass National Forest is the only one that has it in statute. Every other national forest has the allowable harvest level set by the Forest Service itself, and along with public involvement, you know, to determine what is appropriate for that forest.
Thank you. Jim?
I would like to. I'm Jim Clark. I represent the Alaska Loggers Association. I think Errol Krieger said it pretty well. I think he did a outstanding job as did Representative Sund in attempting to bridge the gap. I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that SEAC's remarks can't go unresponded to. And for this reason, as I gave you some testimony last week from Representative Udall, talking about one of the good things in the compromise was that they had reduced the timber industry from 520 million board feet or 5.2 billion board feet per decade to 4.5 billion board feet per decade as part of the compromise, which gave the environmental community, the wilderness community, if you will, Section 703 of the Act, which created 5.7 million acres of wilderness on the Tongass. And the debate, it's a good device to focus the debate on the one side of the compromise and not raise the question of 5.7 million acres of wilderness in Southeast Alaska, which was the other part of the compromise. So the 4.5 billion was a SEAC, Seibling, Udall, Tsongas number, not our industry number. And to attack their own number is just something that not ought to be responded to. I do appreciate the efforts of the fishing community to try to reach an accommodation with us. I will say that the 4.5 billion board feet number was reached after 4 years of testimony from 77 to 80. It was reached after 3 years of testimony on the Tongass Land Management Plan. As you know, the Tongass Land Management Plan was adopted essentially by the Congress, as Senator Tsongas pointed out when he explained what the compromise was all about. And so you have collectively 7 years of public hearings and testimonies with all of these resource issues raised, re-raised, said over and over again, and the compromise was struck with those things in mind. So all we're asking as an industry is that the Alaska legislature say, don't repeal Section 705. It's not fair. Last night, in a 6-3 vote, the city of Juneau passed the version that was originally before you of this resolution. The city of Sitka passed it 6-0 last night. So there is, that means now that Wrangell, Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, and Metlakatla have all passed this resolution. I don't know, it was up in Petersburg last night. I don't know what happened there. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I respond to some of your comments?
No. We're going to close this down to debate right now. We've had this resolution before us for quite some time. So, open it up.
Mr. Chairman, I'm never one to give up to try to find compromise, as this committee well knows. And what I guess I would like to do in terms of this resolution and is to continue to try to work to see if there is some compromise. I just had another grain of thought of some new language here. It never fails that testimony brings something up. But in terms of the light of the session, I think if we move this on, I think Representative Miller's committee and rules, if you would be amenable that if we did come up with some new language to work on it in rules, that would be the way to go now.
Okay. Is this dated 5586? Is that the...
That's the version I think we're working with.
Could we have a motion to adopt that?
I think we adopted it. A few meetings ago, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Conceptually, but I think it'd be...
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 75 resources, the one dated 5586, in lieu of the original bill.
Yeah, there's a motion to... have we adopted it? If we have...
No.
Okay, to adopt it.
Right.
Okay, are there any objections to adopting this bill? Hearing none, this committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 75 is properly before the committee. Representative Miller?
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 75 resources, the 5-5 version, out of committee with individual recommendation.
Okay, are there objections to that? Hearing none, the committee substitute has moved from committee. And with that, there's nothing to bring forth to the committee. So that's it. We're adjourned.